To buy or not to buy? That is the question. That is also the logo on the website of Buy Nothing Day, which is coming up this Saturday, November the 24th. It's an international day during which you challenge yourself, your family and your friends to switch off from shopping and tune into life. Emma McCarthy spoke to Michael Smith, the organiser of Buy Nothing Day in the UK. The rules, he said, are simple.
The rules are very simple. What we're asking people to do is actually not shop for a day and to tune into life and to do something different on this day, because as Saturday draws closer, we're all beginning to think about this run-up to Christmas. And particularly at this time of year, we will actually start consuming more. And we really want people to think about what they're consuming, and so get this message across that enjoy shopping, but do it responsibly.
Now, behind it all is the fact that everything we buy has an impact on our planet. So Buy Nothing Day also highlights the environmental and the ethical consequences of consumerism.
Yes, well, basically, we're consuming over 80% of the Earth's natural resources, and this is causing a disproportionate level of environmental damage and wealth. It means that developing countries are never really going to catch up with us.
Are there any other issues that Buy Nothing Day highlights, perhaps the need for consumers to look for more ethically viable products?
We do ask people to sort of shop locally, look for organic, look for fair trade. In the last 5 years, companies have popped up and they do offer a lot of products that won't have an impact on the environment, and we list quite a lot of these companies on our website as well. So even though we say don't buy anything, we do link to websites that will actually sell ethical goods if they want to choose down this route. So there are lots of options out there for people.
A lot of this perhaps is also linked to the massive advertising campaign that so many companies start marketing, as you pointed out earlier, in the run-up to Christmas. Are you really asking people to try and readdress their attitude to these massive campaigns, this bombardment of advertising?
Yes, the marketing machine for Christmas kind of starts revving its engines at the end of September now. And the whole sort of Christmas thing goes on for like 3 months in the run-up. And I think we all lose sight that it is actually one day, it is actually a religious festival. And it kind of hypes us up and it absorbs us for 3 months. And you can understand why this marketing machine is there. It's there to get us to spend as much money as we can in the run-up.
I was looking at a very interesting article that was published by the BBC, I believe, recently, saying that in the run-up to Christmas, but as a global trend, really, Britain, the UK, has one of the highest spending rates. Is this another reason, perhaps, why your organisation in Britain is really trying to sensitise the British consumers?
Yes, I think we all get a bit carried away because we're a competitive nation. I think some people will see Christmas as a way of showing, you know, that they're doing well, that we're wealthy, and they'll go out and they'll buy lots of gifts and things. Britain does tend to wake up in the new year with, you know, a credit card hangover, as they call it. And we think, really, to enjoy Christmas, you know, we are losing sight. But the fact is, just spending time with people is probably bought much better than spending lots and lots of money.
It's very interesting, the challenge that your organisation is proposing. It's a challenge to change not only a mentality, but also a habit. Now, it's all very well to change a lifestyle for 24 hours, but I really imagine that you want to make it a more lasting impact on society than that. How do you think you can go about doing so?
Yes, every year it gets harder and harder because we are consuming more. But I do think we're having impacts here and there. You know, people are beginning to wise up to the plastic bag usage. Government are beginning to listen to people, and the supermarkets are beginning to listen to people. Don't want overpackaged goods, because we pay for the packaging when we buy it. We then have to recycle it and dispose of it, which costs us money as well. So we're in a cycle where if we start to limit what we consume, it will also be a benefit to us and the companies that produce the goods, because it would be a lot cheaper in the long run and less damaging to the environment.
It's really a knock-on effect. Everything is interlinked. Now, the obvious way to take part in Buy Nothing Day for our listeners is by abstaining from buying. But is there any other way we can make our voice heard?
Yes, you could make up placards if you want and advertise Buy Nothing Day. Our best solution really is maybe find something to do on that day that you haven't done in a long time, you know, maybe go and visit an old friend or something like that. Use the time constructively. I mean, you could actually make Christmas cards. You can maybe even think about making gifts for people this year, or even actually saying to people, instead of giving gifts, I'm going to give you a bit of my time next year to do things for you. Here's a time voucher or something like that.
Well, thanks to Emma McCarthy for that interview. And why not consider taking up the challenge yourself? Take a break from consumerism. Live without shopping. Give someone a time voucher. You too can take part, provided you spend a day without spending.